Bishop on air on this Thursday. Back at it. Like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And good morning to everybody in the chat room, from Christopher to Sebastian to Bob, Patrick, Tenebris, David, William, Friedman, Brock, Jerry, many more piling in here. So I appreciate you guys. A couple of things we're going to tackle. Really looking at what's happening at the State House and some of the conversations that were happening in committees or on the floor or even in the hallways at the Capitol, even outside of the State Capitol. A lot of activity this week. And again, if you're not following thecentersquare.com, then you need to go and find that and put it on your bookmarks and check it regularly as we update what's going on at the Illinois State House for all of you. So again, thecentersquare.com, where we're going to be hearing a lot about what's going on. Where to start? How about with iGold happening today? And you're going to see stories of potentially thousands of people at the Illinois State House as those on both sides of the gun control debates argue about, well, what kinds of measures should or should not be in place. Here's a little video you'll be able to see at thecentersquare.com concerning advocates on both sides of the state capitol sounding off and taking to the capitol grounds. Tuesday, there was multiple groups from Moms Demand Action to Everytown for Gun Safety. Even people from outside of the state coming to Illinois for that. But as we've seen in the past, larger crowds of gun owners expected to take to the state capitol. So if you go and check out the story at thecentersquare.com, you can see this brief video of some of the back and forth expected to hear.
Now, by passing Karina's bill, the Homicide Victims Families Rights Act and the Homicide Data Transparency Bill, the Illinois State Legislature has the opportunity, it's an opportunity to ensure protection and justice for survivors of gun violence. And if they can, then they should. And they must, and they must, and they must, because they can.
And if my energy seems a little bit low, it's because I want to give space to all of those people, all of the loved ones, sisters and brothers, friends, family members, everyone that we've loved that we have lost because of messed up gun laws that we haven't been able to change because those people on the other side think that their right to carry arms is more important than our right to live.
What Second Amendment in the state of Illinois? It's like they've forgotten what it even means. They've forgotten to read their Constitution. Every person that's in government actually took an oath to uphold our Constitution, and all of them need to go back and reread it because they are completely misguided as to what can be restricted and what can't. We're really hoping that we have big numbers. You know, the biggest thing that we can do is show up and honestly show our legislators and show our senators that we actually do show up, which means we're also going to show up at the polls. We vote. And so if they're not doing what's in our best interest, we're going to vote them out. And I'm really hoping that they understand that it really is. They work for us.
So that's just some of, you know, kind of the back and forth you're hearing in this debate. Before, you heard, an organizer, Yolanda Adrozo with 1AM Illinois, and then State Senator Selena Villanueva talking about what she said were, quote, messed up gun laws. And then you've got Mandy Ayler from the Illinois State Rifle Association pushing back on that idea and saying that they hope for a large turnout for Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day today. So that's happening today. today. Tuesday was when the gun control advocates were in town. But it's not the only large groups that are being seen at the state capitol. You've got the other story. Katrina Peterson put together a group opposing abortion rallies in Springfield. And there were over 1,000 people there. And you could see the sea of people in the photo that Katrina put together with that Illinois Right to Life march on Wednesday. And just some of what that looked and sounded like. Then you had former Republican gubernatorial candidate in the primary, Jesse Sullivan.
It's really the slavery issue of our day, you know, where Abraham Lincoln stood up to fight back against slavery. And we have people even in the Republican Party saying, no, this needs to be a states' rights issue, taking the role of Douglas, when really we need to be in the role of Lincoln saying, no, slavery is wrong, abortion is wrong, the killing and murdering of children is wrong. And so we have to be bold in proclaiming that truth, and so that's why I'm here today.
So again, just some of what you're hearing at the state capitol this week, with large crowds of people on various issues, tackling what they see as top priority in their space. But you've got legislators continuing on in the state house. The House was in session yesterday for 5 hours or so. They cranked out dozens of bills. Friday's the deadline for the House to get substantive bills out on third reading to kick them over to the Senate. But they've just been passing all kinds of stuff. We'll have to do deep dives in the weeks ahead on all of the legislation that's ultimately making through at least one chamber. But in the state Senate, you had a measure that requires local media to report 120 days in advance when they're looking to sell. So you've got this fascinating story. We've talked about this briefly. Senate Bill 3592 from State Senator Steve Stottleman. It does two things. One, it creates a journalism scholarship through the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. And this is all in an effort to try to address what people see as diminishing local journalists. It's hard to debate against that when you see the numbers, especially in a state like Illinois, where local news journalists have really started to evaporate, and even a lot of consolidation of some media and even the sale to outside entities of said media. But you've got this effort to try to spur on more local journalists with scholarships. But also another element of this bill that sparked debates was requiring 120-day written notice if a media outlet wants to sell. All right, the measure is called the Strengthening Community Media Act, and it ultimately did pass the Senate, but not without some pushback. State Senator Jason Plummer, he argued the bill has nothing to do with out-of-state hedge funds coming into the states to buy media, and he actually says requiring 120-day notice for the sale of such media could actually cripple local media. He said a local media owner has to go out and disclose to the world 4 months in advance that he's thinking about selling it. He has to open up his employees and his advertisers to being poached, and it destroys the value of his business. He then said that the bill doesn't say anything about hedge funds. Instead, he said it could actually make a media outlet be more devalued for that 4 months, he said. When employees leave and advertisers leave, the value of the property will go down, the value of the business will go down, so our local media will be sold to hedge funds at a cheaper price because of this piece of legislation, he said. So the measure ultimately passed the Senate. That'll go to the House. We'll see how that advances in the Illinois House. But not the only things going on at the state house. You've got even those who are looking at some local government issues being asked questions. State lawmaker under federal investigation reacting to Dalton officials being charged and accused. Tiffany Henyard, pretty controversial figure out of Dalton. You've got her being accused of misconduct, corruption, sexual harassment, and retaliation from people within her village. And then separately, Tuesday, the senior administrator for the village, Keith Douglas, Keith Douglas Freeman, he was charged with federal bankruptcy fraud. So we had Katrina Peterson with the Center Square. She went and saw Thaddeus Jones, a state representative from Calumet City. He's also the mayor of Calumet City. and asked about this story out of Dalton, but also about his own case and questions of our constituents comfortable bringing concerns of corruption to his attention. Then you also hear a village resident in Dalton address some of their concerns. Check this out.
Listen, I heard that Tiffany Henry is down here in Springfield, so you can better ask her that question. I will just say that let's leave this to the authorities to investigate, and you can ask Tiffany Henry down here. She's down here, so I would suggest you go find her and ask her that question.
Well, I was an officer in the trenches for 25 years. That meant doing the work, not talking the talk, not looking for a camera at every turn. I was locking people up, even took a bullet, all in the name of being a public servant for the people. In light of the allegations, I, as a resident of Dalton, former law enforcement officer, and female, along with other Dalton residents, would like to see you display some integrity and step down pending the outcome of this investigation. And to our attorney, it is a disgrace that you will not explain to this body what the rules of the First Amendment are. Total violation, so continue to get your check.
Well, I would say let's ask Tiffany Henry that and let the authorities investigate this. I don't want to impede the investigation, but what I will say is that she's down here. I don't know Keith Freeman, never met him, don't want to meet him. Let's just let the authorities investigate this.
Seemed to be at least that state representative Thaddeus Jones's take on this. Let's let the authorities investigate it. He also said the same thing when it comes to the reported investigation into his own conduct concerning, I believe, election funds. So you had the Chicago Tribune report months ago about Thaddeus Jones being one individual that apparently the federal authorities are requesting information on when it comes to campaign funds. So that's just a sampling of some of the stuff that's going on at the Illinois State House. So that's why it's got to be a short show today so that we can get back out over there and cover all that's going on. I'm Greg Bishop. Thanks for hanging out. Short live program, live to tape. It's how I do it. So hopefully you guys enjoy and are informed and stay tuned. And hopefully you will be back soon. All right. So like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Find me on X. For the latest, just search Bishop on Air. And don't forget, go to thecentersquare.com, thecentersquare.com, where you'll find stories not just from Illinois, you'll find stories from across the country, thecentersquare.com. All right, guys, we'll see you back here in the very, very near future. It's Bishop on Air. Appreciate you being here.